Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Hour number three, Joe Messina will be back tomorrow, and as always, it is a pleasure. Whiskey Dave here in the chair, sitting in for Joe, who will be back tomorrow as we are starting hour number three. This is an open hour. I've got a lot of different subjects that I want to talk about, and if you want to join the conversation, you're welcome to do so at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. Just make sure it's interesting. You remember back in 2016 and in 2020 that we learned that Mark Zuckerberg and Meta, at the time it was just Facebook, had funded $400 million to leftist organizations around the country in particular areas and states to try to win the Democrats' vote. And he did very well. They did very, very well. Well, we now have the son of George Soros, Alex Soros, and if you don't know who George Soros is, he's a left, far, far left-wing billionaire mega donor. He is instilling, instead of going for the large races like president, he is basically cratering the United States out from inside by getting far left Marxist DAs appointed, like George Gascón in Los Angeles, that are doing a turnstile pirouette for criminals who commit crimes, felonies, to not serve time or released early and to go back out on the streets and cause mayhem. Well, Alex Soros is George Soros' son. And his father, George, has a foundation called Open Society Foundation. And they just announced yesterday a $50 million investment to boost nonpartisan civic engagement among women and young people. Now, keep in mind that I just said the word nonpartisan because that's exactly what Alex Soros said in his announcement. The younger Soros, a frequent guest at the Biden White House, revealed the investment in an article he authored on the OSF, that's Open Societies Foundation, website. Despite the nonpartisan quote-unquote rhetoric, Soros was critical of former President Donald Trump, the leading presidential candidate, and House Speaker Mike Johnson. In his post and his tweets that you can find at Alexander Soros, if you want to be scared of the future, this is the guy that's directing it. He says that despite the hand-wringing over the future of American democracy, we've seen victories for rights coming from women's and young people's movements. Open Society's $50 million investment seeks to boost this engagement, and it is to bolster nonpartisan women and youth civic engagement. Now, Notably, this was his post on Twitter. Soros opined about the failures of the Trump administration. Paragraph before mentioning the eight-figure initiative to stoke women and youth's nonpartisan civic engagement. He again invoked Trump's name, referring to the protest against misogynists' policies that occurred following the 2016 election, where pink knitted hats became a rallying symbol among anti-Trump leftist women. And in regards to the new speaker, Johnson, he said Soros called him an avowed champion of a national abortion ban. And he argued his ascent to the speakership only heightened the threat of a further state intrusion into women's bodily autonomy. Now, Politico got here. He's pointed out that Johnson has advocated for a national abortion limitations in legislation, not a ban, as Soros argues. Aside from the blatant opposition to Trump and Johnson laid out in the announcement, Soros's quote-unquote nonpartisan rhetoric is further undermined by his 20 meetings with President Joe Biden's White House thus far. 20-0, guys. He's been to the White House 20 times, but this is nonpartisan. His most recent visit appears to have come from May 31st, 2023, with the visitee being cited as VPOTUS, Vice President of the United States. So he's having meetings with Kamala. Many of the other meetings have involved national security officials in the Biden administration, although it's unclear what has been discussed with them. However, what we did know is that Mark Leonard of the Council of Foreign Relations, which was funded by Soros' OSF, told the Washington Post that Alex Soros has a keen focus on the Ukraine war as a potential clue for what could be the topic of discussions. So, again, I want to go back to something that Dave Carter and I actually were speaking about in the last hour, and we were talking about 2024, and we were three deep into it at that point as far as whiskey, because it is absolutely depressing if we're actually going to be pulling this apart and putting it back together again to determine exactly what it looks like for Republicans. But when you have, number one, the RNC under Rona Romney McDaniel is failing to raise money, and then you see Soros and the leftists throwing billions, which is what they're going to do, the hill just got an even higher elevation to climb. Ah, good news, folks. We'll be back here after the break. Don't go away at Real Side Radio.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
And Joe's going to be back tomorrow night. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for you, hour number 3. And if you'd like to join the conversation in this third hour, we are open at phone lines at 855-732-5563. If you've been listening to the show for the past 2.5 hours, you probably didn't know. We haven't certainly spoken about it here, but I'm about to now, that the remaining Republican candidates actually sparred over the issues at the fourth Republican debate. Apparently, this was on News Nation, News Nation. I guess that's another channel. It was being broadcast on Rumble, and apparently there was a major problem on Rumble. A lot of people were unable to watch it, or I guess it went out on Rumble. So, listen, if RNC is going to be on major news networks like News Nation and Rumble, I guess they're going to get what they deserve next November. Really, guys? This is... Oh, my gosh. Okay. Gonna give you a quick recap if you didn't watch it. I don't think many people did. If they even knew it was on, how to even find it. But according to News Nation, four Republican presidential hopefuls took the debate stage tonight in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, for the last chance effort to win over voters before the Iowa caucuses, in just 6 weeks. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie appeared in person at University of Alabama, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, looking to position themselves as a viable alternative to former President Donald Trump, the dominant GOP frontrunner. Trump, as you know, I'm sure, even if you didn't watch the debate, you knew that he did not attend this or any previous debates, noting that he continues to dominate the polls and maintains a sizable lead over the rest of the party. Trump held a fundraiser in Florida instead. The moderators were Elizabeth Vargas. She is a Peabody Award-winning anchor of News Nation's Elizabeth Vargas Reports. Can't tell you I've watched it. Megyn Kelly, host of The Megyn Kelly Show on Sirius XM. I do watch her frequently. My girlfriend loves her and watches her nightly on YouTube. She has turned her YouTube and XM show into a fantastic platform, and much even better than when she was on Fox News, because you don't have commercials every 17 seconds. And Eliana Johnson, the editor-in-chief of the Washington Free Beacon, apparently she opened the debate asking the field about their electability. DeSantis was asked if recent polling suggests 2028 would have been a better time to run, given most Republican voters still prefer Trump. DeSantis responded, "We're going to win this nomination. I will fight for you, and I will win for you." And DeSantis and Haley, who have been battling for second place in recent polling, shared a back and forth out of the gate. DeSantis went after Haley by saying she caves on the issues when it comes to gender-affirming care for minors. DeSantis, in his remarks, touted a law he signed that prohibits the prescription of puberty-blocking hormone and hormone antagonist therapies to treat gender dysphoria in minors. It also bans gender-affirming medical procedures or surgeries for those younger than 18. DeSantis said she opposes that bill. She thinks it's fine and the law shouldn't get involved with it. And Haley hit back saying, "DeSantis continues to lie about my record. I said that if you have to be 18 to get a tattoo, you should have to be 18 to have anything done to change your gender." She said that, apparently getting wide applause from the audience. DeSantis said, "If Haley's not willing to stand up for kids, she's not going to fight for people back home." DeSantis said, "I will fight for you and I will win for you." So this went back and forth. They had opening statements. Haley appeared to have been targeted most of the night. I think DeSantis and Ramaswamy go after Haley, specifically targeting her stance that people using social media should not be allowed to do so anonymously. And you know something? I was watching the deal. The New York Times interview last week with Elon Musk, and he raised this, saying that anybody that suggests that people can't use social media anonymously should not be allowed to use. Everybody thinks that that is just in 1984 scary. A lot of people have jobs, and they do not want their opinions out there because they know the cancel culture will come back and hurt them. Ramaswamy suggested that she's a fascist for suggesting such a policy. All right. You know, the term, it gets weakened the more you use it like that. Haley tried to clarify her position, though. She said social media companies need to fight bots and show us their algorithms. Chris Christie, he was the last candidate to be called on, and said that other candidates won't talk about Trump as though he's Voldemort from the Haley Harry Potter book series and shall not be named. Early in the debate, sparks flew when Ramaswamy suggested that candidates, particularly Haley, have foreign policy experience but not foreign policy wisdom. He said Haley couldn't even name three provinces in eastern Ukraine and took a jab at her time serving for the UN, calling it a cup of coffee stint. And DeSantis also lobbed attacks at Haley, specifically about her positions on China and her record on transgender issues. Now, Trump was mentioned mostly by Christie. He was the first to acknowledge Trump's dominance in the polls, telling audiences that the other three candidates are timid to even say his name. The Israel-Hamas war was discussed, and questions on how to handle the conflict with Hamas and Iran. And the candidates were then asked if they would support sending American troops to Israel to help in its war with Hamas. And Christie answered, "Damn right I would." DeSantis said Biden administration has hobbled Israel. And Christie said he went on this 30-second hosanna. I don't even know what that means. But Christie rebuked DeSantis, saying he would absolutely send troops to Israel if necessary. Ramaswamy acknowledged his policy on that was a little bit different. He's all over the map, by the way, on geopolitics, as well as the Russian-Ukrainian war. It looks like it went on and on. It looks like there was some several discussions that were focused on. Guess what, folks? Spoiler alert. It's not going to change one thing about this election. Not one. It's still going to be Trump for right now. We'll be back here in the final 30 minutes of hour number three. After the news and commercials, do not go away at Real Side Radio. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. At least three people are reportedly dead after an active shooting event at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. The shooter was also confirmed to be dead, and there's no ongoing threat to the campus. UNLV campus will be closed the rest of the week. House Republicans are warning of contempt of Congress charges for Hunter Biden.
That if he refuses a closed-door deposition scheduled for next week. The chairman of the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees issued subpoenas mandating Hunter's appearance on December 13th. The threat arises as the president's son's legal counsel states Hunter is open to a public hearing but declines private questioning.
Taylor Swift is Time's 2023 Person of the Year. The pop icon was selected from a short list of 9 finalists the publication unveiled for the honor at the beginning of the week. That's the very latest. You're up to date. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
And welcome back. Final 30 minutes of hour number 3 on this happy Wednesday. I hope you're doing well. You know what? We talk about so much negativity in the world, and I'm going to be talking about more. Don't worry. But, you know, at the end of the day, I was talking with my sister about this because there is just so much in the way of negativity. And if we, however you get your news, if it's online, if you're watching YouTube like I do, if you are still watching broadcast news, whatever it is, none of it is good. And I hope after this show is over in 27 minutes that you turn on a comedy or you go for a walk or you enjoy a conversation with a friend that you haven't spoken to in a while and have some laughs because everything is so negative. And it isn't good for us. It really isn't. You know what the old saying, ignorance is bliss? Sometimes I could use a little bliss in my life. Especially after seeing yesterday's congressional hearings. Oh, you know the ones I'm talking about. If you had been, yesterday, if you'd been sitting in the House, you might have been confused for a moment into thinking that not that you were in Washington in 2023, but maybe you were in Berlin in 1933. Because the presidents of three of America's most respected academic institutions sat before Congress and said that, nah, they really didn't think they have an overarching obligation to act against calls for Jewish genocide. Depends what you mean the definition of is. That was their collective response. Harvard's president is backpedaling today, but that's not enough. Each of these individuals should be ousted. They should resign. Their institutions need to be broken up. These are institutions that if you have a son or a daughter that can somehow make it through the gauntlet of admissions, which, by the way, unless you're a woman of color or you're trans or whatever it may be, it's very, very hard to get into if you're just
a straight white male. Just saying. Or an Asian. But yesterday, the news first broke with a tweet from Bill Ackman. You may know Bill Ackman. He's an incredible financier. He's a Harvard alum. And he reported that the presidents of Harvard, MIT, and University of Pennsylvania, two of which, if my memory serves, actually predate America's founding, they were called before Congress to testify about anti-Semitism. They were disrespectful. They were condescending. They were non-responsive. And they also made it clear on their campuses calling for Jewish genocide was fine if nobody was the victim of actual genocide on campus. Bill Ackman tweeted out, "The presidents of Harvard, MIT, and Penn were all asked the following question under oath at today's congressional hearing on anti-Semitism. Does calling for the genocide of Jews..." Twitter's acting up here, sorry. "Does calling for the genocide of Jews violate your university's code of conduct or rules regarding bullying or harassment? The answers they gave reflect the profound moral bankruptcy of Presidents Gay, McGill, and Kornbluth. Representative Elise Stefanik was so shocked with the answers that she asked each of them the same question over and over again, and they gave the same answers over and over again. In short, they said, it depends on the context and whether the speech turns into conduct. That is, you know, the actual killing of Jews. This could be the most extraordinary testimony ever elicited in the Congress, certainly on the topic of genocide, which, to remind us all, is the deliberate killing of a large number of people from a particular nation or ethnic group with the aim of destroying that nation or group." Bill Ackman continues in his tweet, "The president's answers reflect the profound educational, moral, and ethical failures that pervades certain of our elite educational institutions due in large part to their failed leadership." Good for you, Bill Ackman. You know, the fact of the matter is that context, this is what they refer to, context is everything. The three women are very clear that merely calling for Jews to be exterminated really isn't harassment unless they're actually getting killed in real time. Stefanik posted on her own website how Harvard's president Claudine Gay avoided acknowledgement that her institution is flooded with money from foreign entities that are all in on anti-Semitism. Let me ask you a question. And answer this. Answer this out loud. If instead of the word Jews, we substituted the word Muslim. Instead of the word Jews, let's substitute the word trans. Instead of the word Jews, how about we substitute the word black? And if you have rallies and protests with students of your university that are coming out en masse, calling for the genocide of Muslims, of trans, put gays in there, LGBTQ+++, of blacks, what do you think the response would be from these three presidents of these three illustrious universities? We know the answer. But because for some reason that nobody wants to talk about here. The anti-Semitism is a nod and a wink. Everybody knows what from the river to the sea means, even if 70% of those people spouting that term have any idea which river and which sea. And this president of Harvard, Gay, is her last name. She comes across with such arrogance, absolute arrogance. Now, maybe she deserves that arrogance. She attended Phillips Exeter Academy. She went to Stanford and Harvard. In terms of work, however, she never left the academy. She has spent her entire life in the confines, the bastion of people who do and contribute nothing other than gathering academic credentials. If you look at her from a standpoint of maybe she's just an intellectual. Okay, let's take a look at her publications. Despite her rarefied education and career, she's never risen above her sense of victimization about skin color. She is an exceptionally limited person. But if you hurt somebody's feelings that isn't a Jew on any of these campuses, you can get kicked out. Calling for the slaughtering of an entire race? It's kind of contextual. Disgusting. Be back here after the break. Don't go away. We'll be right back at Real Side Radio.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Final segment of the final third hour here tonight at Realside Radio. It's always a pleasure being with you, the good folks here at Realside Radio, no matter where you are across the country. I hope you're doing well, and I hope you are healthy and happy and getting ready for a nice holiday this year. No matter what is going on in your life, it's always good to try to just take a deep breath and relax, decompress. I was just talking about these crazies that are running our educational institutions, and was talking about the three presidents of MIT, Penn, and Harvard that were in Congress yesterday, and astoundingly were unable to condemn the pro-Hamas, the pro-genocide activists that are coming out of the woodwork at these illustrious campuses, these higher learning, quote unquote. I think the only way that we can change things is when the most powerful among us, those with the ability and most importantly the money and the reach, speak up. Bill Ackman was one of them. Elon Musk, another. Dave Portnoy, you may know him. He's the president of Barstool Sports. Very successful. He stated yesterday that Barstool Sports won't hire anyone from MIT, Penn, or Harvard until their presidents apologize for refusing to say anti-Semitic remarks constitute hate speech. Good. This is what we need. According to the article of Daily Mail, website founder Dave Portnoy has vowed to blackball applicants from those three prestigious schools until their respective presidents step down following their controversial congressional testimony on Tuesday when they refused to ban anti-Jewish hate speech on campus. Not that this will make a huge difference, but moving forward, I will not hire any student who graduates from any of these schools until these deans step down. He wrote on Instagram, mistakenly referring to the university presidents as deans. Well, we've all seen Animal House. Dean Wormer, 0.0. Portnoy was responding to congressional testimony by Harvard's Claudine Gay, Penn's Liz McGill, and MIT's Sally Kornbluth, all of whom vow to protect free speech when pressed by Republican committee members about rising anti-Semitism on campuses. Harvard and Penn in particular have faced backlash from prominent Jewish alumni and donors over what critics say have been slow or inadequate responses from the administration's denouncing behavior that these critics consider anti-Semitic. Critics don't consider it. It is anti-Semitic. Genocide of Jews is about as anti-Semitic as you can get. Portnoy, a Jewish Massachusetts native who graduated from Michigan, blasted all three on Instagram while calling for their removal. He said, "This made me so irate that I need to make sure as many people see it as possible," the 46-year-old wrote. "The deans of three supposedly prestigious universities in the United States somehow refusing to condemn students calling for the genocide of Jews on campus, a.k.a. the murder of all Jews." Newsflash, that is calling for the murder of myself, my parents, and my entire family. And these leaders refuse to condemn this as hate speech on their campuses? This isn't debating whether there should be a ceasefire or discussing the future of Israel and Palestine in the Middle East. This is calling for the murder of all Jews everywhere. And these absolute coward school administrators, coward school administrators refuse to condemn it. Accentuation was mine. Even worse, they somehow only say it violates school policy if these anti-Semitic students move from chanting "kill all Jews" to actually trying to murder all the Jews on campus. Well, good to know that actual murder is still against the school handbook at the Ivy Leagues. Portnoy went on to claim that Jewish students are the only minority group that is unprotected at American colleges. The bottom line is that there is literally no other minority, religious group, or ethnic group, or students could openly intimidate and chant that they want to murder an entire group of people and not get kicked out immediately, or better yet, thrown in jail. Portnoy wrote, "Like you can't even whisper something bad about other groups without it becoming an international incident, but with Jews, apparently saying you want to kill them is all fair game. At this rate, we're one step away from the Ivy Leagues offering courses on how 9/11 was actually the Jews' fault." Barstool already employs two Harvard athletes, a former hockey player named Sam Bozian and Francis Ellis, an ex-lacrosse player, but Portnoy stipulated that both have been grandfathered in at the website. It goes on and on. I said this earlier. Let's play a thought experiment game here. I like to do this. You've heard me do this on the show again. And I'll repeat what I said earlier. Replace the name Jew with black, with Muslim, with gay, with trans, with any other ethnicity.
Would these three presidents of these three schools have responded the same way? I ask you to answer that honestly. And if you say yes, they would have had a different response, then these schools are being run by an administration that is openly anti-Semitic. In 2023, at Harvard, at Penn, at MIT, and I'm sure if they got Stanford and Berkeley in there, and maybe UCLA as well, they would have had the same. What are we doing here by allowing this, folks? These arrogant individuals that have spent their entire lives surrounded by academics that have never gone out and actually done something productive for society and culture, have never made anything. All they've ever done is to go from institution to institution as an administrator. And they're enforcing a policy that is inherently, without a shadow of a doubt, based in the same philosophy, brutality, and horror of Nazi Germany. Genocide is the extinguishing of an entire ethnicity, a race of people. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Free of what? Jews. And again, I repeat, 70% of those individuals saying that line couldn't even point to a map and point to a river or a sea in which they were referring to. They are blinded by social media, TikTok, and Instagram algorithms. And with over a billion Muslims in the world and 18 million Jews, guess what is taking a massive percentage of the eyeballs? It isn't pro-Israeli. It isn't pro-Jew. And Harvard and MIT and Penn and Stanford and Berkeley and UCLA and all institutes of higher learning need to be hit upside the head to wake them up, to make them understand that they are playing with fire. My youngest son, he's applying to schools right now. He's already gotten into one. He's got about another, I don't know, dozen or so he's waiting for. And there are some very prestigious schools on that list. And if any of those schools are in the media, or I've read in any way, do not condemn 100% from the river to the sea or any genocidal statements or support for Hamas, I am not going to spend a dime on tuition at that school. My son will have to go elsewhere. I'm sorry. I will not fund this. And neither should you or your family or your friends. And this is the way that we fight back. I'm not Bill Ackman. I'm not Dave Portnoy. I don't have millions at my disposal. But where I want to spend my money, my relatively small amount of $200,000 to $250,000 for a college education, which is insanity on another issue, it's not going to be at any of these schools. And neither should you. This is the way we fight back. Thanks for joining me for 3 hours tonight. It was an absolute pleasure being with you. We had some great guests, great discussion. I'll be back again, I believe, next Wednesday to rinse and repeat. Hope you all have a great rest of the week, and I'll speak to you in just under 7 days. Good night, everybody. Have a good night.